Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a vinyl heat style Reese patch from scratch in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the way it actually works in Jungle and old school DNB. Split, controlled, gritty, and ready for arrangement. The big idea here is simple. A classic Reese is not just one sound doing everything. In this style, the low end needs to stay solid and centered, while the mid-range can move, detune, distort, and get a little ugly in the best possible way. That separation is what keeps the bass powerful when the breaks come in. So let's start clean. Create a new MIDI track and load an instrument rack. Inside that rack, set up two chains. One chain is your sub. The other chain is your Reese character layer. This is one of the most important workflow moves in DNB, because it lets you treat the foundation and the attitude separately. For the sub chain, load operator. Set oscillator to a sine wave. Keep it simple. Keep it clean, and keep it mono if you want extra tightness. If you want slides, give it a short glide, somewhere around 20 to 60 milliseconds. Nothing fancy. The sub's job is just to hold the floor down and stay out of the way. Now for the Reese chain, load wave-eatable or analog. Wave-eatable gives you a more precise modern shape, while analog can give you a slightly more vintage, unstable feel. For this lesson, either works, but wave-eatable is a great place to start. Set oscillator 1 and oscillator 2 to saw waves. Detune them slightly. You do not want a giant super saw here. You want that narrow beating movement that feels tense and alive. Think somewhere around 8 to 18 cents of detune, depending on how thick you want it. If the sound gets too bright, pull one oscillator down an octave or keep the whole thing more restrained. What you're listening for is that classic Reese motion, that slight push and pull in the mids. That's the voice of the bass. The sub will handle the weight. Next, shape the tone before you add dirt. Put an auto filter after the oscillator section on the Reese chain. Start with a low pass filter. Low pass 12 or low pass 24 both work well. Set the cutoff somewhere dark to start. Maybe around 200 to 600 Hz if you want a murkier jungle vibe, or a bit higher if you want more of that old school Reese bite. A good move here is to keep the resonance moderate, just enough to give the filter some tension without making it whistle. We are aiming for controlled movement, not a wobble bass effect. If you want the patch to breathe, add very subtle movement with an LFO in wave-eatable, or map the filter cutoff to a macro so you can automate it later. Now we bring in the vinyl heat. Add saturator after the filter. This is where the bass starts to feel broken in, warmed up, and slightly smoked around the edges. Start with a few decibels of drive, maybe 3 to 8 dB, and turn soft clip on. Keep an eye on the output level, so you're not just making it louder for the sake of loudness. If you want a dirtier old school edge, try overdrive before the saturator or instead of it. But go easy. A little goes a long way. The trick is to build grit in stages, not slam the patch with one giant distortion block and hope for the best. If the harmonics get harsh, follow the saturation with EQ8. Trim a little around the upper mids if needed, especially somewhere around 2.5 to 5 kHz if the rasp gets too sharp. If the bass feels thin after filtering and saturation, a gentle boost somewhere in the low mids can help restore body. The point is not to make it pretty. The point is to make it usable. Now let's get the stereo under control. This is huge in DNB. The low end has to be disciplined. You can keep the Reese slightly wide in the mids, but the sub should stay mono and the lower part of the Reese should not be fighting it. A simple way to do that is to high pass the Reese chain around 100 to 140 Hz with EQ8. Let the operator sub carry everything below that. Clean separation, instant clarity. If you want a little stereo movement in the Reese itself, use chorus ensemble very lightly, or widen only the upper content. Keep it subtle. In this kind of bass, too much width in the wrong place will weaken the groove fast. Always check the sound in mono. If it falls apart in mono, you've gone too far. Now for one of the best workflow moves in the whole lesson, resample it. Create a new audio track, route the Reese track into it, arm the track, and record a few bars of sustained notes, stabs, and little filter changes. Capture some variation. Don't just print one boring static note. Give yourself options. This is where the patch starts turning into musical material. Once you've recorded it, chop the audio into useful pieces. Save a long note for support. Save a short stab for call and response. Save a transition tail for the end of a phrase. In jungle and old school DNB, this kind of resampling makes the bass feel more alive, more like part of the arrangement, and less like a synth preset sitting on top of the track. Now let's actually write the bass line. Don't think like you're programming a pad or a constant bass drone. Think like you're writing a drum and bass phrase that answers the break. Start with a simple two-bar pattern. Maybe one root note on the downbeat, a second note as an offbeat answer, then a small rest so the drums can breathe. You can add an octave jump or a filtered stab near the end of the phrase to create movement. The best D&B bass lines often use less than you think. A strong line leaves space for the kick, snare, and hats to speak. If the bass line is too busy, it won't hit as hard. In this style, silence is part of the groove. Vary note lengths. Use some short notes, some held notes, and if you're using glide, let a few notes overlap slightly so the transitions feel more fluid. Try not to overfill the phrase. If the bass and the break are fighting, remove notes before you change the sound design. Then automate the patch so it feels alive in the arrangement. The main controls you want to move are cutoff, drive, width, and sublevel. You can also automate glide if you want extra attitude in transitions. A classic move is to keep the restarker at the start of a section, then open the filter over the last few bars before the drop. You can also increase saturation a little as the drop approaches so the bass feels like it's heating up. Another good trick is to narrow the width before the drop, then open it on the first bar for impact. That contrast makes the drop feel bigger. You can even throw a little reverb or delay on the last note of a phrase and cut it off hard before the next section hits. That's classic tension and release. Ableton's macros make this workflow much faster. Map filter, drive, width, sublevel, and glide to macros in the instrument rack. Then you can perform the patch like an instrument instead of hunting through devices every time you want a change. That's a real producer move, especially when you're building bass lines quickly. Here's a teacher tip. Always tune the patch against the break, not in isolation. A reese that sounds huge solo can totally miss the mark once the drums come in. Listen in context. Check it with the kick. Check it with the snare. Check it at low volume too. If it still reads clearly when turned down, you've probably got enough mid-range harmonics working for you. If the bass feels too soft, too polite, or too clean, don't just turn up the distortion. First ask whether the bass line itself has enough rhythmic interest. In D&B, arrangement choices often fix what sound design can't. If you want to go a step further, create three versions of the same blueprint. Make a clean version with minimal saturation, a dusty version with more filtering and grit, and a rough version with heavier harmonics and more resampling. Use the same MIDI line for all three and compare them against the same drum loop. That's a great way to learn how much character you actually need for each section of a track. And that's really the core of this lesson. Split the bass into sub and reese. Keep the sub mono and stable. Build the reese with detuned saws, filtering, and staged saturation. Resample it. Chop it. Automate it. Then use it like a rhythmic response to the drums, not just a note generator. If you get that balance right, you'll have a reusable vinyl heat style reese blueprint that works for jungle, rollers, darker D&B, and anything that wants that heated, old school attitude. Now lock in the workflow, save the rack, and keep pushing it into arrangements. That's where the real energy lives.